Thank you guys so much for talking with us. Michael, I want to start with you. Can you describe your organization for our listeners outside of southeastern Utah?
So we are a community health center, which means we treat patients regardless of ability to pay or race. We are also a public law 638 organization, which means we receive monies for our Native American patients. They can be treated at our clinics at no cost to them. We have clinics in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, and Navajo Mountain, as well as we have some dental clinics, some standalone clinics, one in Blanding, Monument Valley, Monticello, and also an optometry clinic in Blanding.
How are the services you provide different, or your facilities rather, different than the San Juan County's facilities or Indian Health Services facilities?
Well, I think the major difference is that, like Indian Health Service will only treat Native Americans. We will treat anybody that comes in the door. And we are run as a private nonprofit, and so our goal is to really offer the programs and services that are most crucial to our patients, you know, in the locations that are convenient for them. We do bill insurance, we are profitable, and as such, we really try to offer those programs and services that they need.
Providing services in rural parts of the Navajo Nation and in San Juan County, there's probably some challenges that you guys face that other hospitals and health services in the rest of the country may not provide. What are some of those challenges that you guys are up against?
I think some of the challenges that we have are vast geographic areas. We serve mostly San Juan County in Utah. My understanding is it's the second largest county in the United States. It's about 5,830 square miles. And so we have clinics throughout that area, getting our patients to some of their appointments is challenging. They live down dirt roads. When it rains or when it snows, getting them in is can be a challenge. So our goal has always been to offer as many programs and services locally to them as we can. Like if we have to send them out for specialty care to Salt Lake, a lot of them can't afford to go. They may not have the gas mileage or their vehicle isn't working well. So we try to bring specialty here so that they can be seen at our clinics, which is closer to their home. I think just geography plays a major role in how we have to do our health care.
Jamie, I want to turn to you now. Talk about what it was like to first start Utah Navajo Health System.
Sure. So we pretty much started back in about 2000. We used to be a contract health contractor. We were literally, we were actually under the county. I believe it was San Juan County that was subcontracting with Shiprock area IHS. And so we were pretty much under the county. The county would give us contract health support dollars. And at the time, we were getting really minimum funds. The community started feeling there was a need to there wasn't enough funding, there needed to be more funding, more health services provided. Some of the local leaders in the community decided we should try and explore going off on our own, out of the county, actually becoming possibly our own contractor and literally going directly to Indian Health Services and assuming the contract money, kind of intercepting the money that went to the county and allowing us to run that. And so some of the community leaders, it was through the Navajo Utah Commission. There was some leaders there, some of the local appointed leadership in our communities from Red Mesa, from Anna, from Mexican Water, Navajo Mountain. There was some of those leaders there that decided, you know what, we want to explore this. And so it was through also Donna Singer, who helped us to become a board We actually were invited to volunteer our time, and we started out as a group of probably 6 or 7 people at the time, and we really didn't know what we were doing. I know we wanted to be independent. We wanted to explore becoming independent, and it was the first time we were exploring 638 on becoming a public health contractor, and that's really how it started. We started having meetings. We decided we wanted to negotiate directly with Indian Health Services, and in 2002 we actually went and through the local leadership, through the support of the council delegates in our area, Anna Sweetwater and Mexican Water, Red Mesa, those delegates, they actually supported us in becoming a 638 organization. We went to the Navajo Nation Council, and at the time there was also Winslow that came aboard, wrote on our resolution. Tuba City, I believe, was also one of the other ones.
So you got a lot of different communities on board with that.
A lot of different communities jumped on board with us. It was on the council floor that it happened, and the Navajo Nation Council actually approved the contracting of the public law 638, and we were one of them. And we actually were able to contract directly with Indian Health Services, and that's where it all began.
Fast forwarding 15 or so years, what do you think the main thing is that has made you guys successful?
I think it takes an innovative board. I have to credit our board members. Our board members were very brave. A lot of them were outspoken. They knew what they wanted for their community. And so we looked and thought, you know, we can do better. We can do better. We can have more things. And we all made decisions together. We have good leadership. We had always had good leadership with our CEO. Just having that relationship with our CEO. Right now we've got Mike, who's just an amazing CEO. Very responsive to the things that we want. We're actually using some of our healthcare data now to try and guide us and moving into paying attention to the needs that are there.
Mm-hmm. So my last question here, we're almost out of time, but I'll let either of you guys weigh in on this. There's been a big debate lately about what works with healthcare at the local level, you know, in our country. Based on your experience on the Navajo Nation, what are things the United States at large could learn from healthcare at the local level?
Well, I'll go ahead and go, Mike. I'm a patient and I'm a user of the healthcare organization that we provide governance to. A lot of our board members are also users, and they know firsthand the healthcare that they go to on a daily basis, and they have a say from their experiences about the direction that they would like their health care to evolve and become.
That's Jamie Harvey. He's the chairman of Utah Navajo Health System, and Mike Jensen also joins us. He's the CEO of Utah Navajo Health System. Guys, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.